The epistle for this Low Sunday is taken from St. John to the Apostle, of St. John the Apostle. Beloved, all that is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is there that overcomes the world if not he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came in water and in blood, Jesus Christ, not in the water only, but in the water and in the blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness that Christ is the truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth: the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three are one. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, which is greater, that he has borne witness concerning his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the testimony of God in himself. Please let us stand for the Holy Gospel, which today is taken from the Apostle St. John. At that time when it was late, that same day, the first day of the week, though the doors where the disciples gathered had been closed for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore rejoiced at the sight of the Lord. He therefore said to them again, "Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." When he had said this, he breathed upon them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being closed, and stood in their midst, and said, "Peace be to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Bring here thy finger and my hands, and bring here thy hand, and put it into my side, and be not unbelieving, but believing." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because thou hast seen me, Thomas, thou hast believed. Blessed are they who have not seen, and yet have believed." Many other signs also Jesus worked in the sight of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Please be seated. And another name for this Sunday, Quasimodo Sunday. Because why? It's called like that because of the first words of the introits of today's Mass. "As newborn babes, alleluia." The introit repeats those beautiful words of St. Peter, which are addressed in yesterday's epistle to the newly baptized. Remember that usually at the vigil, especially in the early Christianity, the Christians were received into the church. The catechumens were received at the Easter Saturday vigil. And today would be the first day when they will enter and they will depose, they will take off their white garments that we received in the vigil. So that's why it's this low Sunday, because or in Albis Deponentis, that means that the white garments were taken away, and they will be, because they were received in the church after the Easter Sunday. And as newborn babes, talks then to these newly baptized people. They are like newborn babes, lovely in their simplicity and eager to drink from the spiritual milk of faith. That's what then the today's introit of the Mass points out. Then we see the victory which overcomes the world. We read in the epistle, our faith in Jesus the Son of God. This morning in the Gospel, our Lord says to St. Thomas, blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. And we heard our Lord another time, we find him saying, blessed are the eyes that see the things which you see. So there is a seeming contradiction. Were not the eyes of the Blessed Virgin and Saint Joseph blessed? Were not the eyes of all those who beheld our Savior in the flesh blessed? Yes, but only in so far as they believed in him with the eyes of faith, listening to his divine lessons and imitating his holy example. The scribes and the Pharisees, they could see the Lord, but they did not believe in him. They didn't have the faith. In the wisdom of Christ, he makes this tardy acknowledgement of St. Thomas to become a new argument of the truth of the resurrection. In his goodness, he brings the heart of the incredulous disciple to repentance, humility, and love. Thomas had heard St. Mary Magdalene, and he despised her testimony. He had heard Peter, and he objected to his authority. He had heard the rest of his fellow apostles and the two disciples of Emmaus, and no, he would not give up his own opinion. How many of us have not the readiness of mind to believe? The just man, says St. Paul, lives by faith. And then we have this image of this breathing of our Lord in the Gospel. The breathing in today's Gospel is an emblem, a figure of the influence of sanctifying grace, which vivifies our souls. God creates when he breathes over the earth, as we read in the book of Genesis. And he recreates the soul of man by sanctifying grace, a new life given to us by baptism. He who lives sees. The mind of the unbeliever is obscure. He does not know why God has created him. And the life of someone who believes is enlightened by faith, this virtue which allows man to see everything with a new understanding, since it is by faith that man can please God, as St. Paul says in the letter to the Hebrews. Faith, then, is a theological virtue, defined as an act of the understanding whereby we firmly hold as true whatever God has revealed. According to the Baltimore Catechism, faith is the virtue by which we firmly believe all the truths God has revealed on the Word of God, revealing them, who can neither deceived nor be deceived. The virtue of faith is that one which is called theological because it's given to us by God, infused in the soul at the moment of baptism. We have three theological virtues: faith, hope, and charity. Faith, then, has God as its object. It refers to God alone. The virtue of faith has its, that's why it's called theological, because it is referred to God alone as its object, infused by him. So it's different than the acquired virtues, such as the moral virtues that we acquire by our own effort. Faith is a gift given to us, infused by God. And therefore, faith is, according to the Council of Trent, the beginning of salvation and the foundation and root of justification. It starts with faith. If we don't have faith as a foundation, we cannot have hope, we cannot have charity.
Faith is necessary by its very nature as a means of salvation, because a revelation is accepted through faith. Since faith is nothing else than the assent of the understanding on the authority of God. Faith implies an assent of the will in order to believe, in order to accept those things revealed to us by God and proposed by the Church to our belief. Men cannot know all of these things of the faith, the seven sacraments, the Holy Trinity, unless it is not revealed by God and accepted by faith. That's why faith is necessary. Man, according to the First Vatican Council, man can attain the existence of God by natural reason alone. By philosophical proofs, man can attain the knowledge of God. However, he needs revelation and needs this virtue of faith in order to understand the supernatural truths of the faith, in order to understand the Blessed Trinity, the seven sacraments, all of the things that we read according to the Epistle of St. John today, according to the reality of the Blessed Trinity in our souls. All of those things, we need faith in order to learn and to understand those. Therefore, we know then that since our last end is supernatural, that means the beatific vision to see God, to be saved, to go to heaven, it can only be known through faith. Faith is our road to heaven, and is a necessary thing in order to know what is needed to our salvation. That is why more is more than the rational understanding. Because we need then this virtue of faith to understand supernatural truths. Therefore, a man who has faith, a person who is called to have a strong faith, is the person who seeks God alone, and who sees with supernatural eyes of faith everything that happens to him, and has a right order of charity, because he can have by faith, man knows the order of charity, which is God, salvation of our own soul, and then our neighbor. When we say that charity begins at home, a person with a good faith knows this right order of charity. In other words, faith helps us to have an orderly life, to order things, to establish our priorities. We seek God alone, and we order everything towards that supernatural end. That is then a man who is called to have a strong faith, a man who orders everything towards that supernatural end. Therefore, then we can read, and we said enough about Saint Thomas' incredulity, but we can also admire his faith when we read today. That's why Saint Thomas is a saint, one of the disciples, and his fault has taught us to examine and condemn our own want of faith. We can learn from his repentance how to become true believers. Thomas puts his finger into the sacred wound and immediately sees the sinfulness of his past incredulity. Observe that he not only says that Jesus is Lord, his Master, the same who chose him as one of his disciples. This could not have been faith. Why? Because what we can see and touch, there is then no need of faith. And yet our Lord says of him that he has a great faith. In what? In this, that his Master is God. He sees the humanity of Jesus, and he at once confesses him to be God, my Lord and my God. So that this doubting disciple, by touching the wounds in his Master's body, he has healed in us the wounds of our unbelief. Blessed are the eyes that see the things which you see, but more blessed are those who have not seen or touched me, and nevertheless believe in me by the virtue of faith. Let us ask the good Lord to repeat with a sincere faith the words, my Lord and my God, such as St. Thomas did, so that knowing that he has risen, he is God, and gives to us new life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.